الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين ذرية بعضها من بعض والله سميع عليم صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the current verse that I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected and chose certain households above. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them above the rest of the people in their time, in their respective times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted them. We know that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave excellence to certain people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred them over and above others. So in likewise is the case with Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has given excellence to certain Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and preferred them to others in their respective times. And we know Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he was Khatamun Nabi, and Allah accepted him and made him from all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam the leader of humanity. Now in this current verse, we read the verse right at the beginning of this part. Allah says, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, that these are the messengers, we have given excellence to some over others. And in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentions a few of those Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam who were given this excellence, who were chosen, who were elected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah preferred them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says that Allah chose Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So why specifically Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? His name is brought here because of so many hikam, so many wisdoms that are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the first person to be created by Allah from man. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made the malaika prostrate, make sajda towards Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah let Adam live in Jannah. And then for some hikmah, Allah sent Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to this dunya. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is known as Abu al-Bashar, the father of all men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him. And Allah then chose Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And when we look at this prophet, Nabi Nuh, now in the salah, Salatul Fajr, we read now Surah Nuh. So we see his whole story. Allah dedicated an entire surah to, Allah dedicated an entire surah in the Quran, mentioning the story, describing the da'wah of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Nuh, he was the first rasul, the first messenger to be sent into this world to give da'wah to people who were mushrikeen, who were worshipping awthan, idols, who were making shirk with Allah. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam spent like approximately 950 years making da'wah, and then just a few people accepted Islam, approximately 83 people in some tafsir, they suggest that approximately 80 somewhat people accepted this da'wah after 950 years of effort, just a few believers, a handful mu'mineen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua against his people as well. So Allah chose him in that way. Then Allah says, وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, the family of Ibrahim, the household of Ibrahim. And we know Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam from his progeny, likewise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, from the family, he comes from the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ, and the family of Imran. Who is Imran? Imran is the father of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, the grandfather of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah chose them, and Allah preferred them, and He chose them, and elected them, and made them superior. Allah made them, preferred them over the rest of mankind. Al-alamin, Allah preferred them over the rest of mankind. Allah explains the household. Allah says, ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ, that they are a progeny, if you have to see them, they are a progeny, one offspring, one from another. Wallahu sami'un alim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He hears and He knows everything. We look in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we see how many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in their family, Ibrahim and then his children, and then from there you have the Bani Israel, most of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, most of the Anbiya came from the Banu Israel. Al Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam then came as Khatamun Nabiyyin from the Arab, from the Dhurriya of Ismail, from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the meaning of Dhurriyatan ba'duha min ba'd, that they are offspring, one from another. And we look at Alu Imran, we see Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then we see Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and we see also in that family Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam. And now we're discussing a surah, a story about the family of Imran. Imran, إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. Allah says, remember when the wife of Imran, so Imran's wife, her name was Hannah, Hannah bint Faqud. So Hannah said, رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ, O my Lord, indeed, I have vowed to you that which is in my belly. At that time she didn't know, of course, whether a dhakar and a untha, whether it's a boy or whether it's a girl, but she was pregnant, so she vowed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, what is in my womb, what is in my belly, I vow for you that child will be muharraran, it will be dedicated solely for you, that child will be freely for you to do your service, fataqabbal minni, so accept from me. What she wanted the child to do, she wanted the child to be a boy, so that boy could be there in the service of Allah, dedicated for the service of Allah, and also dedicated for the khidmah, for the service of Baytul Maqdis. Innaka anta sami'ul alim. She said, indeed, you, O Allah, you hear everything, you are knowledgeable, you know everything. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا. Now Allah explains, but what happened was, when she gave birth, قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. She sees that, you know what, now I have given birth to a girl. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ. Allah says, but listen, Allah knows best of what she has given birth to. In one qira'ah of the Quran, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعْتُ. That this is part of her statement, that she says that Allah knows best of what I have given birth to. In other words, she's now having yaqeen and tawakkul and placing a trust now in Allah to give this child a good upbringing and to give this and to accept this child for the khidmah. That was the purpose, that was the intention that she had. So Allah says, Wallahu, that listen, Allah knows best. Allah can still accept. It doesn't mean now if a person has to give, if a person gets a girl, then that girl cannot be dedicated for the service, for khidmah and for ibadah. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. And this is what she felt, that a boy is not like a female. A boy is not like a girl. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. Because we know الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. How service would be taken from a male is different from a female, because a man has all, Allah has given him more ability and more capability to do more things than a girl. A girl is a little restricted and confined in certain ways. So this is what her worry was, that now how is service going to be taken from this daughter of hers? وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. Immediately she gave this name also. So here you see from the Quran, if a person has to get a child, if he wants to give the name also immediately, he can give the name immediately. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also did the same also with his son Ibrahim in one riwayah. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. So she gives the name immediately, that I have named her Maryam. And then she puts Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam and her family. She asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them from shaitan, the accursed shaitan. So she made this dua for her also and her family immediately, that, oh Allah, I put her in your protection and I seek your protection from shaitan rajim, from the accursed shaitan. Hadith comes very clearly that every child that's born, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ma min mauludin," that there's no child that's born except that when he is born, he cries. What happens is, shaitan pokes him. Massahu shaitan, illa massahu shaitan. In one riwayat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that he is squeezed by shaitan two times. One time, or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, asratin, two times he's squeezed by shaitan, except for two people. And who are these two people? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it is Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam and her son Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They were not touched by shaitan when they were born. So we see that from this verse. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he's the reporter of that hadith, he says, if you want, read this verse and you'll understand it from this verse. Wa inni u'idhuha bika wa dhurriyataha min ash-shaytani rajim. That listen, oh Allah, I ask you to protect her and her family, in other words Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, from shaitan rajim. Fataqabbalaha rabbuha biqabulin hasan. Allah accepted her graciously. Allah accepted her, وَأَنْبَتَهَا. So Allah is showing you how he accepted her to be in the condition that she is a girl. Allah accepted her for that khidmah. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made her grow a fine upbringing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her a fine upbringing. What is the meaning of this? The next part of the verse actually explains to us what this means. وَكَفَّ لَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. Allah made Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah placed her in the custody of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah made Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam take care of her. So Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam is actually, in some tafsir it is mentioned, that he is the wife of, he is the husband of her khala. He is the husband of her khala, that is her mother's sister. And some tafsir say that he is the husband of her elder sister. But Wallahu ta'ala alam, Allah knows best. But anyway, she was put into the custody, into the care of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. So you can see here that this is, subhanallah, the adab of upbringing, of giving a child good upbringing, is that keep the child in good company right from the beginning. That's exactly what happened here. Wa ambataha nabatan hasanan. A fine upbringing is to keep the child also in good company. And who did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put her in? Which company? Allah says, وَكَفَّرَهَا Zakariya. Allah made Zakariya alayhi salam. Allah entrusted her to Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. So now she is there in Baytul Maqdis. Allah says, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا Zakariya al-Mihrab. Whenever Zakariya was coming to her in the chamber of hers, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا, he would find by her rosy sustenance, rizq. قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمْ, he used to ask Maryam this, أَنَّ لَكِ هَذَا, how did you get this? Now why he was so curious to know, because tafsir suggests that the rizq that he would find by her was basically fruit. But what kind of fruit? It was out of season fruit. So he would ask that because he was curious to know, how are you getting this fruit? We don't get this fruit. قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمْ أَنَّ لَكِ هَذَا قَالَتْ, look at her, subhanallah. So this shows you that nabat and hasan, and that fine upbringing. She had that yaqeen, tawakkul, in her total reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She immediately would say that, listen, it is from Allah. It's not from our side. This comes from Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. And listen, indeed Allah provides whomsoever He wills without any measure. Indeed, Allah provides for whomsoever He wills without any measure. We stop here, but the story is interesting. It goes on. Tomorrow we'll continue. It shows you yaqeen in tawakkul, how the story motivates us to have more yaqeen and tawakkul in Allah. Because in the next incident, Allah speaks about how Zakariya alayhi salam at that point realized, because he was pining and yearning and longing for a child, how he made dua to Allah that, oh Allah, if you provide for whomsoever you will without any measure, then I want a son. And I ask you at this old, infirm old age of mine to grant me a son, and how Allah accepted his dua then.